8. Maria Gaimar de Peña, the undefeatable queen of Thai desserts. In the 17th century, Japanese people travelled further overseas than ever before. Most of those were Christian refugees who faced death if they returned to Japan. These refugees married local people, had babies, and assimilated. One of those babies was a woman called Maria Gaimar de Peña, whose mother was said to be related to the lords of Otomo in Kyushu. Maria became one of the most powerful people in Siam, modern-day Thailand, and her legacy still lives today. Maria's parents both seem to have had one Japanese parent, and she was brought up speaking Japanese while growing up in the Japan town of the Siamese city of Ayutthaya, where Japanese residents are thought to have numbered in the thousands at that time. Despite never visiting Japan, today in Thailand, she is remembered as being Japanese. In 1682, aged 16, she married a Greek man called Constantine, an important royal advisor and one of the most powerful men in the country. Her husband worked hard to strengthen Siam's relations with France, and his maneuverings brought missionaries, diplomats, and soldiers to Siam. As French influence rose, so did Maria's and Constantine's, but not everyone was happy. In 1688, the Siamese Revolution broke out. At first, the French promised to defend Maria. She was even given the rank of countess and diplomatic immunity, but they were defeated and broke their pledge. Constantine was beheaded, Maria was put in a sewage-filled prison, and then condemned to slavery for life in the royal kitchens. However, Maria did not give up, innovating Portuguese-influenced family recipes, some also popular in Japan today, to brighten the king's meals with gold-coloured desserts such as Canon Mokeng, Sankaya, Tongmuan, Canon Ping, and Foi Tong. Many used eggs, coconut milk, starch, and sugar. The king was so pleased that he promoted Maria to head chef. Soon Maria's foods were wildly popular everywhere. Today they are some of Thailand's most treasured foods, centerpiece at special occasions such as parties and weddings.